will you turn to 343, please? In the mid-19th century, the influential Bishop of Natal published some verses which questioned a number of biblical truths and certain articles of the Christian faith, which caused a storm not only in South Africa, but also in Britain. The Reverend Samuel Stone was a young curate in Windsor, and he was stirred to write this hymn to correct those errors. The controversy is long forgotten, but the hymn it inspired lingers on and is included in all our hymn books and has been translated into many languages, including Latin. Its representation of the church is clear. For example, in verse 1, it proclaims Christ himself as its one foundation, its members as his new creation and his holy bride for whom he gave his life. The second verse asserts the church's oneness and unity, whilst the third and fourth verses recognize the presence of Christ's enemies and the perils that beset it. The hymn ends in triumph and hope. 343.